What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, or your favorite application, or always available at crabdiving.com. Ooh. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crappy fuck-a-rooney Tony Looney out of it.
Nine!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. There was a hate rally last night.
Yay!
And kinds of other fun stuff here in the age of Trump.
Fuck you.
All kinds of news and views and the occasional cuss word. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media live during the show at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G on the Twitter machine.
Damn.
And we're on Facebook. We don't check that one as frequently, though. Twitter's the best bet. And let's see what the fuck's going on. Happy Friday, everybody. Faithless Friday.
Ooh, yes.
We're going to get a little more secular.
Can I get a hallelujah?
We're going to get a little more secular on y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Dear Lord Jeebus up there in the sky, why do you make Florida so hot and humid, you bastard?
Why? Getting worse, right?
Yeah. What's up with that shit, dickhead?
And then be ready to be used as a tool.
Perfect. That's what I like.
Thanks, Glenn.
You rat bastards.
You're a bastard.
Thanks, as I said, for joining us, and thanks for continuing to buy shit through our Amazon portal. Every time you go to buy shit through Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy something, we get a little commissione, and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Only helps us here at cussing, screaming liberal media.
Oh, yes. And, absolutely.
Helps keep Shelby the intern
right
in bull penises.
And cheese, too. She also likes cheese.
Yak cheese.
Oh,
sticks.
Gosh. How does that even exist?
It's like, somebody squeezes a yak tit and
somebody's like, oh, shit, I should feed this to my dog.
And then they let it harden, and apparently it's good for dogs because they can chew it and eat it and write their way into it.
Yeah. So it's cheese or it's dicks. You pick.
Yeah. Fortunately, not combined.
Oh, right.
Let's see what's going on in the old lamestream media headlines, and then we'll talk about what we fuck want to talk about.
That's right.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 2nd. 2019.
The year of our motherfucking God.
These are your headlines.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse, penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
That's right.
That's funny.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
I saw this news. I guess good news?
Yes.
Question mark?
Right.
Breakthrough, it says. House Dem majority now says impeach.
Well, shit. There you have it.
Now, more than half of the House Democratic Caucus supports opening an impeachment, inquiry.
An impeachment.
Into President Donald Trump. Right.
Yay.
The magic number of House Democrats calling for an impeachment inquiry reached 118 today with the support of Representative Salud Carbajal from California.
You know, it's funny. It's like we thought the Republicans were going to do this eventually when they got done with Donald Trump.
Well, one. We got one.
Right. Oh, that one guy? He's not even a Republican anymore.
Not anymore, yeah.
Jeez.
Justin Amash.
Right. And he was a Tea Party guy, right?
Right.
Yes.
So that's now more than half of the whole 235
Good
Democratic
job.
Caucus.
Nice work, everyone.
Pelosi now finds herself in the position of a majority with the majority of her caucus, including frontline freshmen in swing districts like Tom Malinowski, Chris Pappas, Katie Porter, Mike Levin, and Harley Ruda.
Right.
Democratic caucus. These are people in purpley swing districts who have said, let's impeach the motherfucker.
Yeah, and if they want to get in the fight, shouldn't everybody get in the fight?
Yeah. The calls for impeachment inquiry have grown steadily since the release of Mueller's report.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. So there you go. Yay. We've passed the majority now in the House.
It's really like...
But now they're going to waddle off for summer recess and fuck all is going to get there.
Hey, it's vacation. You're not fucking with my vacation.
They work really hard.
You know.
I'm sure all of them will be meeting with all their constituents and putting in lots of office hours.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of them will actually be meeting with their big donors.
Oh, yeah. That's more
that's
like
still
it.
The way it works in many, 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 many areas.
I mean, at least... At the very least, the Democrats are now considering getting into the fight. Maybe. It's like an old man climbing into a warm fucking bubble bath.
Dipping their toe in.
Jesus. Be brazen. Be bold. Take your time. I'm inspired.
The, over at the Drudge Report, well, this is smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
Record 157,288,000 employed. The picture of Donald Trump giving the thumbs up. It was a good jobs report, sort of.
Right.
I saw the job report shit coming out, and I went to some websites to verify.
Like Breitbart? Like WorldNet Daily?
Yeah.
Or News Daily or whatever the fuck that is.
And I posted on our Facebook and probably our Twitter, I think.
Twat.
But there is economists saying, well, you know, this is all great and all, but wages, even though they ticked upward, they went ticked upward slowly, and they still are not keeping pace with what one would think if this full employment thing were what Trump said it is, which is everybody's going to be there. Now they're going to be competing for you to work for them. Wages are going to naturally go up. See, that's what the fucking conservatives and the trickle down dick lords try to shove in our recti.
Right. Absolutely. Deep in there, too. All up in there.
Been there.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours ago.
I'm going to take a picture.
So that, you know, it's just a bullshit gilded pile of turds.
Absolutely.
Manufacturing is down. I saw retail is down. There's all this other shit. Globally, worldwide, the economy is slowing.
Right.
Bigly.
Well, why do you have to be so negative?
Right. You and your facts.
God damn.
You just got to hold out. Just wait. The trickle down will start working any day now. They've been saying that since Ronald Reagan. Before that, even before Ronald Reagan called black people monkeys to Nixon.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did you hear the follow-up?
No.
To that? We should play that clip, by the way.
That's crazy. That's Reagan. But you know, it's not so nuts. He's an old fucking white guy.
So that shit was found in the National Archives.
Yeah.
And in 2000, it was released. But they decided, because Reagan, I think, was still alive at that point. Wasn't he?
I think so, but I wouldn't know for sure.
I believe they would probably only do this if he was still alive. He died in 2004. So, because he was still alive, they decided not to release the tape of him with Nixon calling members of the African members of one of the UN nations monkeys.
Look, I mean, the links people go to protect Ronald Reagan or some fucking white guy who's going to be dead soon. Think about all the bad he did for our society with the war on drugs.
All that he's the king of trickle down.
And finally, yeah, and we find something about Reagan that might be useful. Some proof that he was a fucking racist. And maybe that was behind a lot of his bullshit policies.
I mean, remember I totally forgot what I was going to say.
God damn.
I'm trying to read ahead as I mean, Reagan, opining.
Yeah, but Reagan had this image, you know, that he was charismatic.
Well, he was charismatic.
That he was, yeah.
He was a racist. Charismatic racist.
I think he came off as a nice guy. As long as you're fucking white.
Let me see if I can get that tape.
Yeah. Because, hey, listen, honestly, Republicans, once we really figure out in context who the fuck Ronald Reagan is, then what do you have? Then what are you bragging about? What leader are you going to fucking brag about if Reagan's no longer available? If his dick is no longer available for you to suck off?
The National Archives released a tape of a controversial 1971 phone call between then California Governor Ronald Reagan and President Richard Nixon.
Yes.
What had happened was it was when the Chinese nationalists were I guess, decertified in the UN.
Right.
And the UN voted to recognize the People's Republic.
Yes.
Over Taiwan. And there were some of their the pro-Chinese delegation, which included a couple of African nations.
Right.
Some of them stood up and danced as they were celebrating China's entrance into the UN.
Right.
And let me see if I have the audio here. Here's Reagan talking to Nixon.
How do you shit on people dancing?
About this. Oop, I gotta press a button.
I mean, really, they're dancing.
To see those monkeys from those African countries, damn them, they're still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
How?
He said. But listen, I don't know if the audio is obviously cock, but
yes.
Listen to Nixon chortling.
Oh my God.
That's Nixon.
He's guffawing. I mean, that's a belly laugh.
Yeah.
That man is legitimately happy. He's not faking it. No. Listen to what Reagan just said. They don't know how to wear shoes or whatever the fuck. Right. Nixon genuinely belly laughed at that.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say earlier. Remember when G.H.W. Bush ran against Reagan, got his butt kicked in the primary.
Right.
But George Herbert Walker Bush called it voodoo economics. Even he said that trickle-down economics is bullshit.
Right. Right.
So there were a bunch of Republicans that thought it was crazy. Still at that time.
So to all these
but the evil oligarch corporatist greedsters took over.
Yeah. So to these young Republicans now, these Proud Boy types, did they believe in trickle down? Is that their thing?
I would assume so. They probably are sucking at the udder.
But what they really like is probably the racism.
Well, there's bonuses, sure.
Because, you know, Trump proved that's why Republicans came out and voted for him, because of racism.
Yes.
So maybe that's what it was all along. And they were just like, sure, yeah, the trickle-down economics, we can say that. But what I really care about is the Republican Party is really fucking racist.
Right.
That's gross.
So, you know, Reagan was upset.
Yes.
The Africans were siding with the evil communists.
Jesus. When was this recording?
1971.
Damn.
Governor of California.
Yeah.
At the time.
Of California? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, you know, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's blips.
He sucked.
There's blips.
Yes.
But
those are, I mean, we're listening to leaders of the free world at the time. The president of the United States is guffawing at that shit. The governor of California shat out of his fucking yap.
Yes.
That is fucked up.
I don't know if they have it here. I think it was Chris Hayes on his show yesterday on MSNBC played Nixon's follow-up call.
He called
somebody else and was quoting Reagan.
Okay.
When he was talking to somebody else.
Right.
And Hayes played that. I don't think I have the audio, but I do have the transcript. He called Secretary of State William Rogers that day. This is Nixon. Said, as you can imagine, there's strong feeling that we shouldn't, as Reagan said, he saw these cannibals.
Oh, my God.
On television last night. And he says, Christ, they weren't even wearing shoes. And here's the United States is going to submit its fate to that and so forth and so on.
I mean, so this is who that party has been all along. They've always been like this.
He said, Reagan called me last night. I didn't talk to him until this morning, but he is, of course, outraged. And I found out what outraged him. I find this is typical of a lot of people. They saw it on television, and he said these cannibals jumping up and down and all that. Apparently, it was a pretty grotesque picture. He practically got sick at his stomach, and that's why he called. And he said it was a terrible scene, and that sort of thing will have an emotional effect on people, as Reagan said. This bunch of people who don't even wear shoes yet to be kicking the United States in the teeth. It was a terrible thing, they thought.
Oh, my God.
So he's trying to say, you know, oh, public sentiment is going to see those evil monkeys, cannibals, dancing up and down.
Yeah.
Cannibals, he calls them.
He's assuming
Reagan says monkeys.
Yeah.
Nixon translates that to cannibals.
And what does Trump say? Rapists. You know?
Yeah.
And Trump said animals.
Vermin.
Trump actually, did he describe, I know he was talking about
infestation.
I know he was talking about MS-13, but still, he said animals, right. And he was talking about people of color. That's fucked up. Animals. It's just like this Republican thing. It's like they just want to dehumanize. With Stephen Miller, this is like, it's like that on steroids.
But for, you know, for the Trump voter, they love Reagan even more now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even more.
Go back farther in history.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they love Reagan. Well, who was before Reagan? Go back farther.
They love Reagan more now because of this racist conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now they know they have verbal proof.
Oh, yes.
Not that we were all shocked that Reagan was a big old racist.
I mean, I bet you could go through the 1800s and find quotes from different leaders we've had, and I bet these Trumpalos would love it.
Jefferson Davis.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God, I saw Stars and Bars license plate the other day.
Just one?
Yeah, just one. It was nice. It was
a slow day.
I also saw a minivan with a bunch of InfoWars.
Oh, boy.
A bunch of InfoWars bumper stickers.
There's a manifesto somewhere in that van.
Be careful.
The jobs report today showed 164,000 jobs added in July. After a couple of weak months, we're now seeing solid job growth for the last 2 months. Blah, blah, blah. But.
Yes.
The wage growth continues to fall short of what we'd expect in an economy that it has historically low unemployment.
Wow. Well, shit.
Recent data releases have provided ample evidence of a slowdown in the economy as well as a slowdown in the wage growth.
Damn.
This week's decision by the Federal Reserve to cut short-term interest rates by a quarter point makes a lot of sense. They don't do that when things are going awesome.
Right. A slowed wage growth is bad.
Well, it's nice that it's growing at all. It hasn't in 50 fucking years, basically. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wonder what would happen to the economy if we could increase the minimum wage to what it should be right now.
Here's the last sentence. Since 1979, productivity has risen six times faster than hourly compensation for the typical U.S. worker.
Well, that's bullshit.
Six times more productive.
Right. Hey, well, no wonder companies don't want unions to have any fucking power.
Of course not, yeah.
It costs them goddamn money. But you got to share some of that. What kind of country are we going to have left?
And again, if your business is going to go under because you have to pay employees a living wage, by Felicia, then your business does not deserve to be going. Because
right.
then you are sucking off the teat of the people.
Yes.
You are exploiting the workers.
Because people...
And you don't deserve to reap the profits off of slave wages.
Because people...
Jeff Bezos.
Yes. People need to make a living so they can
live. Right. I mean, and how about buy shit, capitalists? That's why they try to go after Elizabeth Warren like she's a communist or socialist. She's like, no, I'm a capitalist. But it should be fair.
Right.
It needs to be fair. In order for it to be fair, there need to be really strong referees on the field. Because there's a lot of shitty cheaters out there.
Oh, yes. With deep pockets.
And
we talk about it all the time. When these big companies get in trouble, they get fined.
Oh, well, yeah. A slap on the dick.
Yeah, they just pay it.
Right.
Because it makes sense it's rather than implement changes, you know?
Even Facebook just got hit with $5 billion penalties for privacy shit.
Well, they're ruined now, right?
Flick.
$5 billion?
Yeah.
How much are they worth?
Oh, a gazillion dollars.
God damn.
Well, Apple is near $1 trillion.
That's...
I thought I read recently
that
Apple is nearing a $1 trillion company.
Why don't we tax them?
Well, right. Exactly.
I mean, Elizabeth Warren's thing is $50 million and more, you get the shit taxed out of you. Why is it 50 million? I mean, I don't know. Why not 20 million?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. Do you know anybody with $20 million at the motherfucking bank?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I'm sorry. So fuck them. Pay more taxes. I don't fucking know you.
Let's see. Then one bad day for their stock, they lost $123 billion in value on a bad day.
God. That doesn't ruin them? Are we talking about, who are we talking about, Amazon or Apple?
No, Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Okay, God.
I'm looking at.
I mean, I really don't understand that. Here's what I don't understand. Andrew Yang is running on a platform. I want to give you $1,000.
I like him more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what he said about climate change at the debate, was it debate where he said, you know, climate change is here. We got to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, the guy makes the most sense. He's the gazillionaire I would hope I would be.
Yeah. And he wants to give you $1,000 a month because you exist.
Right. Because he sees what's happening.
Right.
That. The dummies are convinced that the evil Mexicans that are streaming across the border are taking their jobs.
Right.
When in actuality, unless they're teaching robots and AI Spanish, what's taking your job ain't speaking Spanish.
Right. It's automation.
Right.
I mean, if you can have robots running around doing everything, hey, that's fine with me. You know, just give people money so they can buy things to put in their body that, you know, helps them live, and you can buy fun shit.
Let's see. They think Amazon makes $300 million a day.
Okay. $300 million a day.
Right.
300 million
about
a day.
12 million an hour, or about 200,000 per minute, or about $4,000 every second.
Okay, so just $12,000 just went by.
Sure.
God, that's so much. Everybody's just buying their tube socks on there.
Jeff Bezos just sold 968,000 shares of Amazon.
Okay.
Obviously, he's still got the most.
I mean, at what point do you just find...
For $1.84 billion.
Holy fuck. At what point do you just... God, if I'm Jeff Bezos...
That's today.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm retiring or something.
Which may be the largest ever stock single stock sale in dollar terms ever.
Wow. Shit, man. At what point does somebody like Jeff Bezos say, like, I'm just going to start a country of Amazon, and you can suck my big dick?
And Amazon hires these companies that treat people like slaves.
Oh, yeah, the fulfillment facilities?
Yeah.
And then they can claim, and then when, you know, reports of these people being mistreated or whatever, Amazon can say, well, it's our contractor. We weren't aware.
Right.
You know.
So, there you go, everybody. That's the headlines. Wait, did we do the drug report?
So, I mean, I wonder, like, if...
We did. How much the employment numbers.
How much do they make an hour, Amazon? What did you say? Like, $200 million an hour or something?
Yeah, I've already...
I wonder if... If they're making $200 million an hour, figure out how much their workers are making.
It was
per
200
hour.
Million a day, so it was 12 or something million an hour, or something, I guess.
I wonder how much that is compared to how much they pay all their workers together per hour. Like, it was the same number.
Jeff Bezos has that divorce to pay for.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he also half. Buy, like, he's got to pay out half?
Did.
What difference does that make
the
for
him? The ex-Mrs. Bezos is now one of the richest people
right
out there.
God damn. It makes no difference to his lifestyle.
No, I would think not. I would think not.
Doesn't he have like one of these weird-ass bunkers? These end-of-days bunkers or something?
I don't know. A lot of them do. I don't know if he's one of them that specifically has it.
Right.
This could almost be a when animals get pissed.
Oh, shit.
Very little tiny wee animals.
Ooh, yes. Wee animals. Is it gerbil?
Viruses.
Right. Oh, gross. Oh. Damn, it's like it's going to be animals, but now it's science.
Our state of Florida.
Right.
Has just declared a public health emergency.
Wow.
Over its ballooning hepatitis A cases.
What the fuck is I know of hepatitis, but what is hepatitis A? What does that mean?
It's not hepatitis B or C.
Right.
With 56 new cases of hepatitis A reported statewide in the week since the last reporting period, the Florida Surgeon General has declared a public health emergency.
Ugh.
I don't have Hep C. I remember the doctor told me that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
The Florida Surgeon General declared a public health emergency, allowing health officials to test and treat people suspected of carrying the virus.
Oh.
The best way to prevent hepatitis A is through... vaccination.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Jeez.
It is important that we vaccinate as many high-risk individuals as possible in order to achieve herd immunity.
Right.
The critically impacted counties.
Oh, fuck. Where's Scambia?
I don't see ours.
Okay.
Brevard, Citrus, Glades, Hernando, Hillsborough, Lake, Liberty, Manatee, Marion, Martin,
Manatee.
Okeechobee, Orange, Pasco, Pinellas, Sumter, Taylor, and Volusia counties.
Yay. Thank you, Sky God.
Most in central and western Florida.
No Escambia County, bitches.
Not our western Florida.
Right. Fuck you.
I think they mean the little dangly part western.
Yes.
The number of cases has exploded
right.
in 2019. Over 2,000 cases, nearly four times the amount reported in 2018.
Guys, we can do better than that.
Just 5 years ago, there were only 106 cases.
Yay!
People most at risk.
Yes.
Over 60, chronic liver disease, compromised immune systems, people who have unstable housing or are homeless, right. Drug users, and inmates.
Right. Okay.
Ooh.
Hold on a second.
Be careful with that chair over there. Jeez. Something went wacky with the pneumatic lift.
Getting my pillow together because it looks like the little intern wants to sit on the lap for a while.
How did you get hepatitis A from a monkey? Because, you know, like sometimes monkeys carry hepatitis.
Okay.
And people have monkeys in Florida. Lots. I told you, this liquor store, the convenience store near us, I saw a lady drinking a large something or other in a paper bag with a monkey in a diaper in one of those front-loading papooses. You know, like a backpack for a baby. Papoose. So anyway, I mean, no wonder we have hepatitis A. We got all these. Everybody has they have fucked up pets in this state. It's amazing we don't have more of this shit.
In this one, you don't just need to fuck somebody. People usually get hepatitis A by having close contact with a person infected.
You don't just need to fuck
from
them.
From food or drinks prepared by someone who's infected.
Oh, God!
Or by eating shellfish harvested from sewage-contaminated water.
But why would I do that?
Well, I don't think you intentionally know that.
That's true. Why are we shitting where the shellfish is? Why are we doing that?
Well, they may be catching shellfish near a sewage outtake pipe or some shit
God,
like that.
See, this is the thing with these dickhead Republicans on this deregulation. If we let companies deregulate, we will get lots of stuff like this. We will get more hepatitis A because there will be more shit where the oysters are, right?
All individuals should wash their hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, the health department says. The hand sanitizers do not kill the virus.
Oh, so hand sanitizer with no water doesn't work.
No soap and water. You need soap and water for at least 20 seconds.
But if you go to any restaurant or a bar, they're using sanitizer. They use sanitizer.
That's not great. Plus, it dries out your hands.
Well, dry hands. Listen, dry skin. I'm down to deal with that, but there's hepatitis.
One dose of single antigen hepatitis A vaccine provides up to 95% protection in healthy individuals.
You can't do a podcast with somebody licking your face?
For up to 11 years.
Oh, God.
Okay, take a nap, dog. Take a nap.
So you get a shot for hepatitis and you don't have to worry about it for 12 years.
Up to 11.
No, okay. Or you could be one of these anti-vaxxer loons, wander into a bar and just spread it willy-nilly. That's great.
So, yay, Florida. A public health emergency declared.
That's so gross.
Over Hep A.
Aren't we a modern country?
We were.
I mean, don't we have, like, people looking into shit like that so we don't have emergencies?
Well, they're really busy making money and figuring out how to lock kids up in cages.
Oh, yes.
And how to dismantle the EPA and how to dismantle every government department that they can think of.
I mean, we need regulation. How many times? I mean, we need regulation. What about Flint?
Yeah.
What about Flint?
I saw that meme you put up about the average two-bedroom fair market rent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 2009, it was $690 a month.
Yes.
And the minimum wage was $725.
Right.
2019, the minimum wage is $725.
Perfect.
And the average two-bedroom fair market rent is $933 a month.
Damn. And you know what? If you go to Chicago or L.A., aren't finding ridiculous. That number. Yeah. But the minimum wage is the same.
Not in Chicago.
Well, it can be higher.
But yeah. Alabama.
Yes.
You wander north of here.
Yay. Fuck you.
I'm willing to bet. I don't know that for a fact, though, but I'm willing to bet it's probably $723 an hour in Alabama.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Roy Moore. Oh, God.
The
how are you doing the fucking show, man? That is not a lap dog. Hey, look at me, intern. You're not a lap dog. The place that what do you they you bought her from,
the shelter,
adopted,
yes,
said she was a small dog.
She may have been slightly miscategorized.
I mean, that's not a big dog necessarily.
Oh, $7.25 an hour is the minimum wage in Alabama right now.
The intern isn't large.
$12 an hour in California.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Just FY.
Damn.
You know what it is here in Florida?
No.
Booming.
Okay.
$8.46 an hour.
Everybody's getting paid.
Jesus, $8.46 an hour. I mean, oh, God.
And then the Democrats in the House, they have to pass something. They're like, guys, we're going to raise the minimum wage slowly over the course of 5 years. Over the course of five fucking years. That is, fuck that.
Wash your hands if you come if you come to Florida.
That would be great, guys.
Apparently they don't pay people enough to wash their hands.
Yeah. 30 seconds, 20 seconds. 20 seconds?
I believe that's what it said, yeah.
You know, a friend of mine went to medical school, and I was asking him how he, like, you know, because they take their hand washing pretty seriously. Yeah. He was telling me all about it. He goes, like,
Dr. Mike?
Yeah. But he told me a little bit about it, and I realized the way I wash my hands is bullshit anyway. You know, because you're washing them, there's a reason doctors hold their hands like so.
Because you touch something right afterwards and ruin the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, and then if you're fingers up, you got to hold your hands after you wash them fingers up, or else the dirt rolls everywhere or something. The dirt that you're trying to wash off gets dispersed differently. There's some kind of bullshit. Who knows?
Thanks for joining us this lovely Faithless Friday.
Yay.
But
it's not like doctors, when they scrub in for surgery, don't they put fucking gloves on?
After they wash their hands.
So who gives a fuck? If they've got those gloves on, what difference does it make?
I guess I just thought of that. There's a nick in the gloves or something? Or
Shelby, contact the...
I didn't go to medical school.
Contact all the doctor people.
Might not be doing a podcast right now.
Right.
Had I gone to medical school.
Right. What kind of doctor would you be? Would you do the scope thing? Would you have a bunch of scopes that you run?
I really liked the doctor that... But I was thinking about that, actually, when I was sitting in the waiting room. It's a really bizarre scene.
Yeah.
It's a little factory-like.
Right.
At the place.
Yes.
The endoscopy center that I went to.
Why don't they do it with a drone?
And,
why a hose?
I walked in past that magic door.
Yeah.
And there were little partitioned sections.
Yes.
With curtains.
Right.
And it was just people sitting.
Yeah.
In the gowns where your ass hangs out.
Yes.
And with an IV, what they do is they seat you and then they start your IV.
So they give you drugs and they pull your pants down.
No, not yet.
Okay.
And then they put the heart monitor on your whatever. And then you sit there and wait.
Yeah.
And I watched an almost entire episode of Andy Griffith while I was sitting there waiting.
They don't have cable or DirecTV in there.
It was Netflix. It was Andy Griffith on binge watch, because one ended and I saw it was Netflix and it's like, Andy Griffith season 3 episode 9 starts in 15 seconds.
But you had your own TV?
No, it was on the wall.
Oh, God.
We're all watching it. But we're all separated by these curtains.
Yes.
And then the nurse comes and she starts the IV and the other nurse talks to you and she asked me, I know this is probably a stupid question. This is a silly question, but we have to ask it. Do you know what part of your body we'll be looking at today? and my mind raced in the couple of milliseconds that it took me to try to figure out what to answer.
Joke's coming. down the street. I can see a bunch of jokes.
It was really, really difficult, because the other thought that went through my mind is they've heard it all.
Oh, yes.
They do this 20 times, 30 times a day, every fucking day. They've heard every comedian making ass jokes.
Oh, yes.
I said, my colon? She said, exactly.
Yeah.
She's like, do I get something?
No, I would be like, you tell me. I want to know, you know. You hear these stories, people go in to get an arm amputated and they take the wrong one.
Well, but this place, they only do endoscopy. Right. It just depends on what end they stuff the endoscope, I would assume.
Right. But why not a micro drone or nano drone?
Well, we don't have those.
It's a nano drone, right?
Some ass crawling micro drone? They don't have those. Yeah. They do have those little pills that you could take. That's a camera that takes pictures of your whole GI tract as it goes along. Those are really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't need that.
Right.
That reminds me of.
But they all had to watch Andy Griffith.
I have to play a little of this. This is from listener Lynette. Hi, Lynette.
Hey.
There's a supercut.
Super.
Of Reverend Manning.
Oh, yes.
Talking about the buttholes.
Did Lynette send this in?
Yeah, she sent this on, DM'd us on Twitter.
Thank you very much.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole. God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. Every sodomite's butthole will get cancer in.
Okay, the time is 2:42, so that's you played it that early, man. You're going to get butthole cancer.
Like I said, it's a supercut. These are edits.
Guys,
so he's, you know, that's why he's saying it one after the other.
Manning, right?
It's Pastor David Manning Outlaw Church in Harlem, New York.
He's the guy that warned us that Starbucks is putting semen
in the lattes.
And I got to tell you something. I worked at Starbucks, and the rate that those latte orders comes, if they come through, I just don't know where the semen is coming from.
You'd have to set up a farm at the high school or something.
There are too many lattes.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole.
God's listening to you, and he's like, hey, that never occurred to me, wacko, but now that you mention it, that's a great idea.
My butthole will get cancer in the butthole. It'll burn and burn and burn. They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He can't sit down. He's got a burning in his butthole. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole.
He's fucking upset. I mean,
you aren't playing the same clip over and over again.
No,
this is one long fucking thing.
No, it's a supercut. These are all edited, so
right.
There are moments in between. But yeah, I believe that he's wearing the same suit.
Yes.
So I think this is all the same rant. It's just they cut out all the middle parts and went to all the butthole references.
Do you think when he's doing an appearance or preaching or whatever, Reverend Manning's like, you know, today, I'm going to close with the butthole stuff. That's always so strong. And, you know, get out on a laugh.
The butthole is strong. Fuck,
you know.
There you go. That made me think of that.
They won't even be.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Lynette.
If you got the cancer of the butthole, you can't sit down.
The cancer of the butthole.
Why did Jeebus make it like that?
Fire shooting out of his butthole.
Wow. It's nice, you know, it's nice to hear somebody that's into the Jeebus really speak with such a great understanding of medicine and physiology and how the butthole works.
And how cancer works.
Oh, yes.
Apparently fire shoots out of your asshole.
Out of all the holes.
When you have butthole cancer.
In a case of that, you get fire hole cancer.
Something.
The butthole.
Amazing.
I mean, what? So he is.
This was years ago. He said this, but
it's no less true.
Oh, it's evergreen.
Yeah, I mean, but the audiences that come out to see this Reverend Manning are down. They're down with his cause, right?
I mean, I guess.
So when he goes into this butthole cancer shit with the flames, are they all like, "Yeah, right on. This makes sense to me. Yes, amen." Or are they like, "Wait a second. That's not how cancer works."
I'm just scanning through our Facebook, and I hadn't seen the Picasso in his tidy whities with his wolfhound that you or Afghan hound that you put up.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny.
It is very funny.
You know, not really related to the news, but it just seemed right. I guess Picasso was a nutball.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a guy that's like, listen, if you hang out with Picasso, just go home at like 1 a.m. Nothing good happens.
We've got Trump's America.
Fuck you.
The equation is two kids are playing dodgeball.
Oh, God. Yes.
One kid throws the ball, hits the other kid in the face.
Yes.
Parents press charges.
Oh, perfect.
Guess which one's black.
Oh,
and which one's white.
You know, I saw this story and it's just sad. It's fucked up. You know?
A prosecutor in Detroit has stepped in to demand that the aggravated assault charges leveled against a 10-year-old boy.
A game!
Black boy who hit a white boy in the face with a ball during dodgeball at a suburban school be dropped.
Yes. You know, I have an experience that speaks to this a little bit. And I went to a party. You know the American Gladiator shit where you can stand on a little pedestal and then you get like
the foam bats sticks that you beat the shit out of each other with? Yeah.
I went to a party and somebody ordered this setup for their party. And so if you're at the party, you can get in line and go beat the shit out of somebody else and see who falls off the pedestal. And I was there with my friend Greg at the time. And my friend Greg is African-American. And I said, are you going to get in line and do this? He goes, fuck no. If I hit one of these
Greg,
white guys.
The comedian?
Yeah.
It's oh, like wow.
If I hit one of these white guys too hard and they fall off the thing, I'm going to get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm not doing
Mr.
that.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
He's still the best.
I might isolate please continue as a drop just by itself.
He's like, you know, you said a lot of things over the years, but now you have my attention.
That one and the guy with Louis Gohmert is like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know your history.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
The Wayne County prosecutor, Kim Worthy, says she does not support taking a child to juvenile court to face charges for hitting a white classmate in the face during a playground game.
It's insane.
The white mother filed criminal charges Tuesday, saying that her son was assaulted.
Oh, my God. It's dodgeball. Anybody could have been. Did you ever play dodgeball?
Yeah, I was really good at dodging.
Yeah.
Less good at the chucking it part.
Right, right.
But really good at dodging.
How did you, when you played dodgeball in school, how did you guys start the game?
What do you mean?
Well, at the way.
Don't you run for the balls in the middle?
I always thought that was the most fucked up part ever. That was always such a small kid, especially in elementary school. And, you know, when you're running towards the line to grab the ball, and it's a bunch of oafy, big fat rednecks. I mean, it feels like Braveheart. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Take it. I'm going to hide behind one of the big, oafy, fat kids.
Yes. I'm going to take a B in PE today. No, thank you. Dodgeball.
The charges were dismissed.
Okay.
The incident happened April 29th at an elementary school. At school, the boy struck in the face with the ball was injured.
Yes.
According to the injured boy's mom, her son has a medical condition that makes these type of head injuries particularly harmful. Well, then guess what? Guess what he shouldn't be doing? That's not the other kid's fault who chucked the ball at him.
Yeah. Well, what about the teachers?
Exactly.
I mean, also, if your kid has a fucking medical condition, wouldn't you? You're sending your kid to school. Don't you take the... I mean, we're talking about an elementary school age child, right?
9 and 10.
I would go in there. It would occur to me to talk to the fucking PE people.
Right.
And just say, hey, my kid has an injury with his head.
Authorities tried to make the case, let's say racist authorities tried to make the case that Bryce, that's the little boy, threw the ball at the white boy's face and that he sustained damage to his face, had a black eye, a bruised nose, and a concussion. The DA said, well, the mother of the alleged victim had every right to go to authorities. The authorities had an obligation to investigate.
What?
From there on, the authorities did not have an obligation to charge the child. That's why the DA is like, I'm throwing this shit out.
You know who I blame? I blame that parent.
Oh, I blame the racist parent.
Yes, but I also blame these fucking PE teachers.
Yes. Because
I will tell you that I went to public school my whole life. These PE teachers don't give a shit. I'm sorry. If you're listening and you do, you're probably in the minority. I knew my coaches. They didn't give a fuck. You go in the locker room, you change for a PE class. They were never there. It was like Lord of the Flies in that motherfucker. They don't supervise. They don't know what's going on. You gotta watch dodgeball. They probably sit back in the office, fuck off, and play Minesweeper on their goddamn computer while these kids are beating the shit out of each other.
So, I blame this mother, the parent of the kid that was hit. And if the school had been informed of whatever this kid has that makes him susceptible to head injuries, then he shouldn't have been out there in the first place. Or who's ever watching them on recess should be on top of that shit.
And why are kids so young going to recess getting a black eye from some fucking game? Where are the PE coaches? Where's the supervision? They should be there to make sure that shit doesn't happen. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that's what I just said.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Literally.
Right. I didn't mean to restate that.
No.
You know.
So they dropped the charges.
Oh, good. Good. That's good. I mean, meanwhile, this kid has to stress out and, you know, God, it's so fucking stupid.
Assault. Assault.
And his parents have to deal with this.
Well, and fuck the authorities, the cops.
Yes.
That did this investigation.
Oh, absolutely.
And decided to charge that kid. Fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, fuck the cops. 100%.
That's why the DA was like, this is some bullshit. We're dropping the charges.
What are our police doing these days? Everything's fucked up.
Sue the school,
yes.
Mom.
Distress.
The mother's claiming it has nothing to do with race. Nothing to do with race.
Oh, you mean sue the school mom of the kid that got
hurt.
Right. Well, I say sue the school for the kid that got investigated for assault.
It's not the school's fault that mom called the cops on the kid.
Right, that's true.
It is their fault if they were informed over this kid's condition.
Right.
And they let him out there to take shots to the head.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
How about him not playing dodgeball?
Yeah.
I remember kids growing up that had to sit out of various activities depending on whatever deal they had going on.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we got to revisit dodgeball. I'm sorry. No one should get a black eye from dodgeball.
Yeah, dodgeball's a little on the violent-y side.
Oh, yes.
Fun. Until you get hit in the face with the ball.
Shit. PE was a wild west when I was growing up anyway. God, nobody did shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bunch of oafs running around. A bunch of jocks are in charge. It's like Lord of the Flies.
I was in Catholic school, so it was all regimented. And
yeah. Oh, God.
I don't remember it being too traumatic. High school was worse, but grammar school was seemed pretty okay.
Yes.
Also in the news, it's Faithless Friday, you all.
Jeebus.
We've got, other news though.
Is God still doing shit up there, or is he just fucking off, or what's he doing? God, you know, God, the thing that doesn't exist,
yes.
Who apparently anointed this Trump to be president.
We've got news today.
Yes.
Broke a little while ago. You know, this T-Loon. Incredible Trump sucker.
Yes.
Congressman John Ratcliffe. Inexplicably was nominated to be the new director of national intelligence.
Fuck yeah, Pat. Oh, shit, yes.
And Trump creepily the other day said, you know, it's The intelligence community is out of control. They're out of control.
Right.
And need to be reined in.
Oh, shit.
You know why they're out of control?
Why?
Because they investigated him. That's all he's talking about.
How are they not supposed to investigate you?
That's all he's talking about is why they're out of control, because they were going after him. And,
I mean,
and all of this Russia stuff.
God. You know, Trump, you're winning right now. It may not feel like it, but you really are.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't even... The Democrats own the House. We can't even get impeachment started. We can't. I mean, dude, relax. You're in the driver's seat, you nutball.
This John Ratcliffe.
Yes.
Trump tweeted a couple hours ago. They're finding out more and more about him. This guy as qualified as Shelby, our intern, to be director of national intelligence.
Right.
The law that created the position even states, I'm paraphrasing, but you have to have a shit ton of experience in the intelligence community and with foreign affairs.
To run it?
And this guy has nada.
But it's to run it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to be the DNI.
Well, of course.
And this guy even fibbed, we'll call it.
Okay.
At one point saying, I had successful prosecutions of terrorists when I was, he was a DA or some shit.
No. Why do we need a law that says to run our intelligence agencies, you have to have worked in intelligence? Because of this shit.
We need more laws like that in the rest of the cabinet positions. And we wouldn't have Ben Carson. We wouldn't have Rick Perry.
Right.
Maybe Rick Perry. I think he actually, doesn't he ridiculously have like some kind of science degree or something inexplicably?
Oh, shut up. Really?
I got to look that. Maybe
good
not.
Good Christ. Doesn't he have a degree in jazz?
But he worked in the energy industry or something. Maybe I'm talking on my ass. Maybe I don't know. But,
He runs it now, so.
I mean, even Scott Pruitt worked for coal and oil.
Oh, God. It's crazy because you would think if someone was president, they would be like, I want to find the best guys to run my cabinet positions because I want to have the best country on the planet.
Yeah.
But that's just not how things work.
Well, correct.
Oh, my God. It's just like this government was set up with the idea that whoever was president would want to do good.
Rick Perry has a Bachelor of Science degree in animal science.
Was that like, well, animals, jeez. Animal science.
Yeah, I think it's farmish.
Right.
Isn't it farmy-like?
So he has a general understanding of anything with nipples. Right? I mean, I don't know.
I would hope.
Well, animals don't have nipples. Well, birds are animals, right?
Animal science is described as studying the biology of animals that are under the control of humankind. It can also be described as the production and management of farm animals.
Right. Okay. Cool. But now he runs our nukes, or is in charge of our nuclear weapons.
Polishing them and keeping them clean, yes. Yeah.
That's similar to farm animals, except, well, they're nuclear weapons.
See, now this makes sense. At one point, he was agricultural commissioner for something. That fits. I was wrong. They stuffed him into.
But he's in the energy where he is in charge of our nukes. Right. Do nuclear missiles lactate? Yes or no?
I don't know about the newer ones.
Right. Look at this new model. It'll put out about.
The old ones aren't milking anymore, I don't think.
It's sad.
I don't know why he was. Oh, well. Our great Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe is being treated very unfairly by the lamestream media. Rather than going through months of slander and libel, I explained to John how miserable it would be for him and his family to deal with these people. John has therefore decided to stay in Congress, where he has done such an outstanding job representing the people, representing and resenting the people of Texas and our country. I will be announcing my nomination for DNI shortly. Mitch must have called him and said, look, you don't have the votes.
Right.
The Republicans aren't going to vote for this guy. He's an idiot.
Wait, wait, wait. Why wouldn't Trump have this conversation with Cocaine Mitch or Moscow Mitch prior and say, hey, what about this guy?
That's not how he rolls.
But got it.
That's not how he rolls. Because he picked someone that was leaving a hickey on the side of his cock and said, here, I'm going to put you in a cabinet-level position.
Why did he be?
That's how he works.
Why didn't he mention this to Leningrad Lindsay? Why didn't he say, hey, Leningrad Lindsay, what about this guy?
What do you think about John Ratcliffe? And half of these senators are like, who?
They don't even know who the fucking guy is.
He's literally a lunatic tea loon.
It would seem to me that to do anything, Trump needs, at the very least, Cocaine Mitch. Right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So why? Very strange. Was he testing just to see that this guy would be so loved by the public they wouldn't give a shit?
I think he thought, Trump thought he gets what he wants.
Right. He goes with his gut. This guy goes with his gut.
I'm trying to find some of the stories about this guy. Right. At the Mueller hearing, this is the guy who squealed about Hillary. They should be going after Hillary.
Does he have dark hair and combs to the side? Oh, I saw that clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. That guy wants to be in charge of our intelligence, or he was going to be?
Well, and then Trump blew his wad and said, I want to put somebody in there to rein them in.
Oh, God.
And the DNI is supposed to be a non-political as possible position.
Right.
Because you're supposed to walk in there and speak the truth to the president. This is the shit that's going on. Not walk in there and tell the president what he wants to hear and be a guillotine to get rid of those that may be investigating the president.
Because, listen, I get it. Trump has an agenda, and Stephen Miller and all those wackos, they have an agenda of how they want to shape our country. But damn, if we're not around because some weird fucked up thing happens that, you know, some weird terrorist thing happens, I don't know. We don't know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Because he's got some ideologue in there.
50 U.S. Code Section 3023.
Okay.
Any individual nominated for the appointment of Director of National Intelligence shall have extensive national security expertise.
No shit! It should terrify every single one of us that has to be a fucking law.
Yeah, there's a lot of laws I think are going to be passed after Trump that we're going to be embarrassed that we have to pass.
I mean, because he looks at, he just wants someone in there that he can have that. He wants to be able to have that conversation that he had with James Comey and have it go right the way he wants.
Oh,
he wants
every
to say,
time. Yeah.
I want you to be loyal to me. And the guy say, hey, no problem. Fuck
absolutely.
This. He wants a dirt bag.
That's so I guess he's done.
Why is he looking to appoint someone? Why doesn't Trump just put in some interim fuckface that doesn't have to be confirmed yet? You can just have some interim dickhead in there.
The who knows who he's going to put in there?
Louis Gohmert.
Here's wait, what is this?
You can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him. Because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone.
Oh, God. Blah. This is the guy that Trump wanted to be his DNI.
And this guy is denying Russia meddled in our elections or meddled on behalf of Trump.
Or if it did, it didn't make a difference, you know.
The Mueller report's skipping. A lie, right? That's his
thing.
You made no decision. You told us this morning and in your report that you made no determination. So respectfully, Director, you didn't follow the special counsel regulations. It clearly says write a confidential report about decisions reached. Nowhere in here does it say write a report about decisions that weren't reached. You wrote 180 pages. 180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged, or
because they could not be charged.
Yeah. I mean, it's the idea that Trump puts enough of these ideologues that don't believe that the Mueller report is real, that it's based on lies, it was based on a dodgy dossier. Is he, if he just fills his government with those types of people, does all of a sudden the like that become normal? The idea that Mueller is full of shit.
Well, to his people, Mueller turned into the bad guy.
Yeah.
Shortly after people realized that Trump wasn't exonerated.
Yeah.
Remember, Trump is like, I love Mueller. Look at that report. I'm exonerated. No collusion, no obstruction. Woohoo! And then 10 minutes later, when the media started reporting, that's not exactly what they said. Once we got the real report.
Right.
After Billy Barr's bullshit spin.
He lied, right? Bill Barr lied in that summary.
Yes. Then the media got a hold of it and was like, that's not what it says at all. Then suddenly Trump started saying, Mueller's conflicted. Mueller's got 18 evil Democrats who hate me.
Did Bill Barr break the law?
I don't know, maybe.
Right.
Maybe he was obstructing.
I mean, he lied. I mean, if he lied about what's in that report,
he mischaracterized the report to the point that Mueller sent him a letter and said it so. Remember? Mueller was like, what WTF, dude? That's not what I said.
Right.
And that's unprecedented in Mueller land.
Yes. Lying.
Sending a letter like that
to the boss and letting
it leak.
Right. We had to do something, right?
Yeah. Listen to the end of this one. This is the guy that, Trump wanted to be the director of national intelligence.
From this report, that volume two of this report was not authorized under the law to be written. It was written to a legal standard that does not exist at the Justice Department. And it was written in violation of every DOJ principle about extra prosecutorial commentary. I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. He's not. But he damn sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where volume two of this report puts him.
He's almost in tears.
Yeah.
This is where, but he's damn sure not below the law, which is where this volume puts him. He slams the 400-page report down on the desk.
But let's think about what's in there and what Donald Trump did. I mean, then what is it? If what's in the Mueller report isn't against the law, then what did he do? Then what is it? Then what is all this shit? Right. Then what is getting a foreign power to work on your behalf to get elected? What is that?
I'm trying to find the point somewhere in the middle here where this is the guy who said all the Democrats and socialists on the other side.
Fuck
off. Prosecution decision or a declination decision. You made no decision. You told us this morning and in your report that you made no determination. So respectfully, Director, you didn't follow the special counsel regulations. It clearly says write a confidential report about decisions reached. Nowhere in here does it say write a report about decisions that weren't reached. You wrote 180 pages. 180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged or decided. And respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged. So Americans need to know this as they listen to the Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle, as they do dramatic readings from this report.
The Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle. This is who's supposed to be a nonpartisan.
It's a
going what? Into the DNI position. I mean,
how many hours
spared this bullet? But I'm sure the next one that comes along ain't gonna be.
Oh, the next guy.
Sure.
What about Benghazi? What about all the hours and hours on Benghazi? 180 pages, but it's the Mueller report. It's basically the report on what happened when the Russians colluded with other people in the Trump administration. It's about what happened, correct?
Yes.
So it's just a bunch
of... The second part is the obstruction.
Right. So if it all doesn't add up to charges, what's he supposed to do? Leave out details?
Well, and he this guy is saying that, and some of these Republicans, like this guy, are saying that basically, well, if you knew you couldn't prosecute him, you can't even investigate him.
Why investigate? That's the nature of an investigation. You investigate a crime.
But if you can't conclude anything, you can't even investigate him.
Well, then we would have to live in the world of Minority Report. Do you remember the Minority Report starring Phaeton 8, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, where somebody predicts pre-crime.
Yeah, it's a machine that shoots out a ball with somebody's name on it.
Well, they
kind of
do. They arrest black people
for
pre-crime all the time.
Let me put some crack in your car.
So there you go. That's a bullet dodged.
That's good news. See, I forgot it was good news.
I have no doubt that the next one coming down the pike will be equally as batshit.
God, I'm sorry. I just read a headline that pissed me off. Fuck. Man, arrested.
Did we get sent something? Or?
No. I was just refreshing the Twitter, just checking it in. Man arrested for allegedly punching a 61-year-old protester outside of Trump's Ohio rally.
Oh, yeah.
How do you punch an old person, man? Fuck you. Well, 61, man.
The what is it? Oh, we got it's about we missed the top of the hour, so we're gonna ignore the traffic and the weather.
Sorry, Jeebus.
We already missed it. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, pray harder next time.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Suspended.
Ooh.
New York police officer murderer.
Yes.
Daniel Pantaleo,
who
killed Eric Garner.
Yes.
In using an unauthorized chokehold.
Right. While Eric Garner was saying over and over again, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, yes. I can't breathe.
A departmental judge has recommended, recently we found out there were going to be no federal criminal charges against this guy.
Okay.
So basically skating, although the last hope was that it could at least get fired.
Right.
A departmental judge has recommended the cops firing.
Wow.
For the Staten Island chokehold death of Eric Garner 5 years ago already.
Dude, imagine you go to work and you choke someone to death and it's caught on camera and you're able to keep while you're at work, by the way. And you're able to keep
part of your work.
Yeah. And you're able to keep your job and collect the check for the next 5 fucking years.
Well, now he's been quickly suspended, but that's the process. Nobody's doing the right thing necessarily here because it's the goodness of their goodness.
It's the process.
The process is that if a departmental judge recommends firing, you're instantly put on suspension and then they decide whether they're going to listen to the judge and fire you.
Yeah. Okay. Once it starts, but why does it take 5 years just because no one has started the process yet?
The daughter, Emerald Snipes Garner, said 5 years is too long.
God.
Shortly after NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Trials, Rosemary Maldonado handed down her long-awaited decision in the Pantaleo probe, the officer was pulled off duty, quote, as is the long-standing practice in these matters.
Yes.
When recommendation is termination.
Think about that. The long-standing practice. When after an officer unjustly murders someone, We have a long-standing practice. That in itself is disturbing.
Members of the Garner family immediately called on Police Commissioner James O'Neill to fire Pantaleo, who was never criminally charged.
Yes.
His daughter said, Commissioner O'Neill, do your job. We've been waiting for 5 years. We don't want to wait no more.
Wasn't de Blasio the mayor?
I thought at the time, was it de Blasio or was it still Bloomberg?
I don't know.
It might have been de Blasio.
Well, de Blasio's the mayor now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck doesn't he do
something?
Well, he
gave a press conference. Yeah. You know, he says it was a fair process and this stuff. But he's part of it.
Yeah.
He's the fucking mayor. Garner's mother acknowledged that the decision provided some long-needed relief for the family.
Yeah.
Urged the NYPD to terminate the 13-year veteran. Pantaleo remained on duty and on the NYPD payroll for the past 5 years, despite repeated calls for his firing.
God.
Now I heard one of the decisions is, do we fire him and give him his pension? Or do we fire him without pension?
God, think about cops like this. If their job is to serve and protect the human beings in their area they're charged with, and one of them chokes out one of these human beings and fucking kills him, and now we're wondering or not whether or not he's going to get his fucking pension?
Yeah.
No!
The mother said, it's past time for Mayor Bill de Blasio and the NYPD to end their obstruction, stop spreading misleading talking points, and finally take action for my son. He should be fired without a pension, benefits, or a good guy letter.
Of course! The man killed someone!
O'Neill's yet to receive the report on the case or make any decision following the commissioner's recommendation. NYPD insiders expect O'Neill to fire Pantaleo, who's been working a desk job without a gun and shield since Garner's death. So at least he hasn't been out on the streets killing people.
Yeah. But damn, I mean, he got an easier job. He's sitting at a desk pushing paper after killing someone.
De Blasio had a City Hall news conference that was interrupted by activists shouting for Pantaleo's immediate firing. De Blasio expressed his hope that the Garner family might finally experience closure.
I mean, this guy murdered Eric Garner, and he's still employed as a cop. Yeah, he has his desk job, but he still has his vacation. All the benefits of being a fucking cop after he killed someone.
Well, here we go. Police Benevolent Association head Patrick Lynch,
yes.
You can imagine what he's like,
right?
Went ballistic over the decision.
He went ballistic. Because one of his brothers, they're being held accountable for what they fucking did. And it was filmed.
Wasn't this the guy that led all of the assholes to turn their backs on de Blasio when he gave a speech one time? Because de Blasio was on the Garner's side and saying that this guy should be terminated and they're at least charged. Patrick Lynch, cop scumbag, said one of the saddest, most damaging days in city history.
Shit.
This decision was passed down today. Says the officer was reckless, and that's ludicrous.
Then what was he? I see, what I don't understand is that you have to say somebody died after having an interaction with the cops.
That didn't need to happen.
Yes. He was selling loose cigarettes, right?
Which he apparently wasn't at the time, but he had in the past.
God.
This squealing cop said he knows the message this decision sends to every cop. We're expendable. We cannot expect any support from the city we protect. He knows that if he affirms this horrendous decision, he will lose his police department. Remember, this is the guy that threatened, well, maybe the police will just stop doing stuff.
Well, I thought they claimed they did for a couple of days and then crime went down.
They did, yeah. They slowed down and crime went down.
Well, listen, I think we should have less cops running around harassing people.
Or making up crimes and arresting people for them.
Yeah.
Of course crime's going to go down when you don't have cops slipping crack into pockets of people.
Ooh, yes.
When you don't have cops beating people. And then when they try to stop them from beating them, they squeal, you're attacking a cop, resisting arrest.
I mean, it's fucking nuts. Why is it, you know,
how, you know, they pull your arms but too far. And then when you flinch, they say, "You're stop resisting."
Or they tackle you?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, my mom lives out in Gulf Breeze. And on the way out to her.
Bear.
Bear country, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
on the way to her.
Yeah, on the way to her place. I mean, there are so many cops hidden in the bushes trying to catch people speeding or next to a stop sign. Why? Why do you need to do that?
Cha-ching.
How are you
revenue generating?
How are you protecting and serving us?
Well, right. They're not.
God. Assholes.
In the recommendation, Maldonado found Pantaleo guilty of one of the two charges against him.
Yes.
Recklessly using a chokehold that is banned by the NYPD. She cleared him, however, of the second charge.
Yes.
Intentionally restricting Garner's breathing.
But he did, right? He put Garner in a chokehold.
He did. Pantaleo testified before a grand jury that he used a department-approved seatbelt takedown maneuver on Garner, whatever the fuck that is.
Seatbelt? What does that mean? That the person needs to be in the car or the choke looks like how a seatbelt...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't exactly know.
How is a chokehold... Isn't it always intentionally restricting a breathing area? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a chokehold, yeah.
That's the nature of the word choke.
Yes.
Jeez.
But then the there were inspectors or that testified that this detective was never trained to use any kind of seatbelt chokehold either.
Right.
This guy said, Inspector Richard D. said the police officer was repeatedly instructed during training to not use the chokehold that led to Garner's death, which cut off his airway as several officers tried to arrest him for selling loose cigarettes.
And you saw the video, right?
Several times.
It's
sadly.
Horrible.
It's horrible.
It's fucking horrible. But there was
he rides him to the ground.
He could have stopped. There were so many times he could have stopped and done something differently, but he didn't. And why didn't those cops tell him to stop?
And this inspector watched the footage of Garner's death and said that the maneuver is a chokehold, and there were several other alternate courses of action they could have used before using his arms to choke Garner.
No shit.
He said he should have just waited for backup.
Why is it happening?
Right.
I mean, the guy wasn't doing anything. He was standing there. And he used to sell loose cigarettes.
Michael Lewis, the only other witness, testified Garner was breaking up a fight between two other men outside the store before the cops were called.
Yeah.
And then wasn't the guy that videotaped it thrown in jail?
Oh, I don't remember that.
After Garner's death, which was recorded by his friend Ramsey Orta was arrested for recording too closely.
Wait a second. I thought we were allowed to film these fucking pigs.
Apparently not so close.
You're not allowed to film a cop when he's murdering someone, okay? God, you must be shitting me. Jesus Christ.
So... God, there's a story from a year after it happened. 1 year after filming Eric Garner's fatal confrontation with the police, Ramsey Orta's life has been upended.
Yeah.
Sometimes I regret just not minding my business, he said, because it just put me in a messed up predicament.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, if we had never seen that video, things would be different with that case. It might have gone away.
Oh, that's, I saw a lot of tweets about that today. Yeah, that we... If it hadn't been on video, nobody would have known.
And how many of those in the 80s, in the 70s, just keep going back in history. How many Eric Garners have there been?
Or now, when, oops, our camera wasn't working.
Yeah, our body cam wasn't on.
Oh,
but they're always supposed
not
to be
working.
On. You know, I saw one of these police departments bitching and moaning. They're like, hey, if the body cam's always on, where are we going to store all this footage? We don't have space, server space, or some shit like that.
Figure it out.
Yes. Figure it the fuck out, dickheads.
Buy one less armored vehicle. from the Army surplus.
Right.
And buy some terabyte drives.
Yeah, yeah. Or how about, you know, I don't know. I mean, do you really need these goddamn SUVs?
Well, no. And Obama, remember, made that rule. To stop that. Stop sending Army equipment to local police. And Trump threw it in the toilet.
Yeah.
And reversed it.
Right. Well, these road pirates here in Florida, they have these nice, like, Chevrolet Blazers or whatever the fuck they are. Big, nice SUVs. You don't fucking need those. Get a Subaru, asshole.
You gotta catch the bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
Serve and protect.
Nah, you need, not to be a dick, not to be an asshole, but a lot of these cops, they just want a nice big car they can be comfortable in.
Oh, of course.
You know.
And intimidate people.
Hanging out in Krispy Kreme. No offense.
They want to intimidate.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They want their car to intimidate.
Oh, yeah.
With the tinted windows that are vastly illegal, I'm sure. If you're a black person driving in a tinted car, you're going to get pulled over.
Well, we don't want anyone to see what's going on in those patrol cars, especially in this goddamn city. You don't know what sex ring bullshit's going on. Or maybe some cop is peeing in the mouth of a child.
Those are actual things that happened here in Pensacola.
Urinating in the mouth of a child is not serving and protecting. I know that sounds like a crazy thing to have to say, but listen, the cops in Pensacola apparently don't know that.
We have also...
Yes.
This is the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yes.
With an I.
Right.
Rodney and Angela Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Were excited when they returned July 1st to the United States to the home they'd built in 2007.
Okay.
On a 2.7 acre parcel in a leafy section of upscale Chad's Ford. This
leafy.
Is in Pennsylvania.
Chad's Ford, leafy.
Her job is as a senior executive with, an evil multinational pharmaceutical corporation.
Oh, yes.
But they were in London.
Hello!
For 3 years, and then Johannesburg for 3 years because of her job.
Oui.
Coming back their first week, they spent the evening July 7th with family and friends in Lambertville, New Jersey. Driving home just after midnight, Rodney turned the family's rented black Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo onto their heavily wooded unlighted street near Baltimore Pike. That's when their welcome home took an unforeseen turn.
Oh, fuck.
Flashing blue lights and the jarring blare of police sirens signaled trouble for the couple.
Yay.
And their 17-year-old daughter Jada, who was sleeping across the back seat.
Right.
Their other daughter Jasmine was not in the car. Mr. Gillespie said, my wife is asleep, my daughter was asleep, and I said, oh boy, here we go.
Right.
I said, I'm just going to pull in the driveway because obviously it's dark, the street has no shoulder.
Oh, shit.
I don't feel safe here.
Yes.
Moments after parking on their well-lighted circular driveway, their own well-lighted circular driveway, the Gillespies are both 52 years old.
Okay.
Said they weren't sure if they would live or die. Because a rookie Pennsylvania State Police trooper yelled at them and pulled out his gun.
Why? Why?
Well, they're black.
Oh, okay. Why would you leave that detail
out? This is a really nice neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys doing here? Let me pull out my gun.
The rookie cop is white.
Why did he want to pull his gun out?
The couple recalled that Christopher S. Johnson, 23.
Yes.
Is the giant, bald, actually tiny, bald, cowardly trooper.
Right.
Reached into, yelling loudly with his hand on his gun. The trooper reached into their vehicle to turn off the ignition. It was already off.
Okay.
Johnson shouted orders and insults in rapid succession. How old are you? Why did you stop here? Don't give me that shit. Get out of the car. Why are you driving a rental car? Do you have drugs?
Oh, my God.
Guns? Is that your girlfriend in the car? His daughter's sleeping in the back
seat. This is the shit he's yelling out.
To rich black people who live in the fancy house that they pulled the drive into.
It's my fucking property, wacko.
Two more state troopers arrived.
Oh, my God.
One white, one black. and soon began directing questions toward the wife, who was stunned, remaining in the front passenger seat.
What the fuck?
She was even too afraid to reach for her phone to record.
Of course. Yes. What about
which
the guy?
Which you have every right to do.
Right. You probably want to tell him, hey, I'm going to get my phone, but then they'll probably say, hey, don't do that.
She said it was terrifying. I think the biggest thing for me was sitting there watching and listening to how they treated my husband. The yelling was at a level that was terrifying. My goal was to stay alive. Meanwhile, no crime had been committed. I don't believe there's any.
They're in their driveway.
Oh, he crossed a yellow, they said.
Oh, let me pull out my gun. Let me yell.
She said that she found it ironic that they had experienced no racial prejudice in even South Africa. But they pull into their own fucking neighborhood.
Good God.
In the fancy Philadelphia suburbs.
And if this cop is in the area, he's their boss.
Yeah.
He's paying the...
After about... They cuffed him. They cuffed him.
For crossing the yellow?
After about 10 minutes, after his wife was allowed to use her phone to Google their names and show them...
Oh, my God.
Their biographies online.
But they, I assume this thug in blue asked for like a license and registration, and I'm sure the guy had it. Google
the
me.
The evil racist scumbag trooper issued them a $142 ticket for yellow line infraction.
God damn.
And a $102 ticket for not stopping immediately, which was dismissed because they said they didn't want to pull over on the dark street, so they went a little farther.
Yes.
And pulled into their own drive where the lights were.
You know, we talked about this on the show before. The way to fix this shit is this couple, this family, should be able to sue that fucking
take
cop.
His house.
Until we're able to do that, then...
He should fire.
Yeah.
First of
oh,
all.
Yes. Absolutely.
Fire.
This is going to go on. I mean, if
the... And in a database so that he can never be a cop anywhere again. He can't waddle over to the next fucking county
yeah.
and get a badge, which is what they do.
God. That would fix it. If you could sue that fucking guy and take his shit, and then he wouldn't be so quick to violate your civil rights.
Well, be reassured, Ryan, that the state police are investigating their own guy. Don't worry. Don't worry. It'll all be fair.
Hey, and what we? How many news stories have come out over the years about how that there's lots of white supremacy within law enforcement? It's all over the fucking
recently,
place.
Recently, all these Facebook groups.
That CBP group, right?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
The spokesperson for the state police said there's ongoing internal investigations.
That's fucking
the
hilarious.
Pennsylvania State Police takes any allegations of racial profiling or bias-based policing very seriously.
Oh yeah. Well, how do you take it seriously? Do you fire people?
It says police investigators interviewed the Gillespies at their residence.
Yes.
And showed them police dash cam footage of their own stop. It was hard to watch, Mr. Gillespie said. I just saw the video. It's very clear I was racially profiled.
Yeah.
Adding that the officers can also be heard on the video discussing whether even to write a ticket or not.
So you.
And their attorney says that this asshole wrote a ticket to cover up for his own misconduct.
And that's clear from the body cams.
The real issue, the lawyer said, is to change the conduct of the police because they overreacted. I think they overreacted because they saw a black man did not have a right to be in this rich white neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they were pulled over because of race, then there's a few possibilities. What you just said, or, hey, I know a black man lives there. I'm going to terrorize him anyway. I don't give a fuck. I'm a racist asshole.
Right. The alleged traffic violation that prompted Johnson to pull Gillespie over was a failure to drive within a single lane or crossing a double yellow. If this occurred, it would mean that Gillespie made a wide right turn from Webb Road onto his own street. The yeah. streets are narrow at the intersection, making it possible that a car's left tire would touch or slightly cross the yellow lines while trying to turn right onto Atwater.
So
it's a really narrow road,
yeah.
and it's possible he may have touched or drifted slightly.
But he's black.
Well, right.
I mean, this is stupid.
And it was a quiet residential street after midnight. Nobody else is on the road. Why did the trooper pull him over for such a minor infraction?
And it doesn't sound like he was driving recklessly.
Right. Oh, get this.
Yes.
The Gillespie said the troopers initially did not say they were stopped for yellow lines, only that the community had been experiencing an uptick in burglaries.
Okay.
So there's your evidence right there.
You can't just...
There's burglaries. You're black. I better pull you over.
Hey, cops. I don't know if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and Spotify, but you can't pull people over just because you're a racist. You right? can't.
The stupid asshole cop, Johnson, also told them that he first saw their SUV on Baltimore Pike near Harvey Road, which is 2 miles from their house, which means he was following them long before there was any accusation of crossing yellow lines.
So why was he following them?
Well, because see, this we is... know why. There's been an uptick in burglaries, and there's some Negroes driving around in this nice neighborhood in a rented car, Ryan.
God, if I hear this story and I live in this area, I'm like, hey, why are our cops doing this? Why are you burning gas following people because of their skin color?
Right.
Can we do something else with our resources rather than terrorize people of color? God.
A Philadelphia criminal defense attorney and civil rights activist said, this is not just driving while black, but driving while black with an uppity attitude.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean is that not only are you black, but you live in this neighborhood, and that's just not right. You shouldn't be here, he said sarcastically.
See, cops, when they pull people over, number one, they're like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck do you think you are? That's their attitude. Yeah. And if you're black, I'm sure that, you know.
This guy said, would they have handcuffed a white man in his driveway with his wife and daughter in the car? The answer is no.
Of course not.
Would they have asked him, what are you doing around here? And is this really your house? They would not have.
Do you think he's lying? I mean, even if you look in the car.
I mean, this is unreal.
And also, Mr. Cop, how many times have you pulled somebody over? They pull into a driveway and it's not their house and it's a scam. Has he experienced this before? Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
So Mr. Gillespie said he's speaking out as much as he can about the stop in hopes that it will lead to the state police addressing the concerns that and training troopers to better interact with motorists of color. He said, I have a little bit of means to fight back. So he recognizes that he's got money and privilege and can hire a lawyer to go after these fucks. But imagine the person who doesn't have the means to fight back. They don't have a voice. I have a voice. So it's easy for me to pay a fine and walk away and say terribly sorry it happened. But it's hard for me to just walk away from this one without holding people accountable.
Yeah.
If I had a message, I would say it doesn't matter who you are. When they see us, they make assumptions. I don't care if you're a CEO or if you're the street sweeper or if you're unemployed. It doesn't make a difference to them.
Hey, good for this guy for speaking out.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's unreal.
God, and think about the climate, though, that these cops are hired in. The climate of fucking Trump pardoned Joe fucking Arpaio.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the world we live in. The papers, please guy.
Right.
Who was guilty, right?
Yes.
He was guilty of breaking the law, knowingly breaking the law.
Said fuck you to a court order.
Telling cops to not obey the law.
Yes.
And that's what fucking Donald Trump did when he went down to the border, right?
Yes.
To the CBP. He's like,
allegedly.
Hey. But that's the environment.
Right.
The environment is, hey, be racist. Don't follow the rules. Abuse people. God.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We have a crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Remember the story of the Tiga K Police Department monument?
Yay.
That was, a big boulder with the police shield on it. Oh, it said Tiga K Police Department. And then at the bottom, it said it was some ridiculous Bible verse, Matthew something something.
I thought it was from Lord of the Rings.
Matthew 5:9.
That's my favorite.
Which is the blessed are the peacemakers part.
Oh, shit, yes.
Because we all know Christians are all about making peace.
Hell yeah, I got my peacemaker right here.
But then on the back was this ridiculous police officer's prayer.
Yes.
Which mentions the word capitalized Lord quite a few times. Give me, Lord, concern for those who trust me and compassion for those who need me. And please, Lord, through it all, be at my side. Now, that's not religious at all.
Oh, you know what? Who sees that text and you're like, you know what? I got a rock that'll fit on perfectly. It'll look great on this rock.
So they, it was the women's club, wasn't it?
That
donated this bullshit.
Here's a rock.
So they got complaints and then they got all a pissy face about it. So they literally like spray painted gray to rock colored over the words, the Lord.
That's right. They redacted it.
And then they sprayed over the Matthew 69:69 on the front, whatever it was. But then,
yes,
the Christians lost their mind.
Oh, fuck you, motherfucker.
And remember, there was even some congressman for that area.
Yes.
Who decided to make a shitty cell phone video standing in front of it talking about, look at how the, look at what they're doing to the Christians.
Victimhood.
So
fucking
then
rock.
They wisened up.
Yes.
Was our last news that we had.
Okay.
And they were removing
the rock.
They removed it.
That sounds
like
fun.
They hauled
the
fucker away until they could figure out what to do.
Yes.
Well, now they've decided on, I'm going to put it in quotes, a solution.
Oh, solution.
They're putting the rock back.
Oh, yes.
But they are taking off the Matthew 5:9.
Right.
From the front.
Yes.
But they're leaving the prayer on the back with the word Lord in it. They're unredacting the word Lord.
This is the stupidest shit I've ever fucking heard.
Which makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, and also,
how you could say that something that is invoking a Lord is not religious, it baffles.
Yes.
The mind.
And also, if you're going to invoke the Lord, why compromise? What kind of all-powerful, all-knowing God accepts this bullshit compromise? I mean, if God really exists and he's looking down on this, if I'm God, I'm like, hey, you're putting that rock back the way it was. Put my name on it, bitch. Or I'm going to rain down lightning and all kinds of bullshit. What kind of God is this? Feckless.
On Facebook, the city posted, after careful consideration, this is Tiga K, South Carolina.
Yes.
After careful consideration and much conversation with people on both sides.
Conversation.
Of the discussion, the city council has made the decision that the police officer's prayer will be restored to its original condition and returned to the fallen officer's memorial located at the new police station. We want to thank everyone for voicing your opinion, as it's not always easy to do on such a sensitive subject. Oh, it's real easy for them to voice their opinion on this shit. I beg to differ.
Oh, yeah, it's easy as shit.
I've yet to find a Christian not have an easy time voicing their opinion on this shit.
Man, listen, this God shit is garbage. A saint has no place in our government. Be in love with God and pray Jeebus all you want. Just keep it off our public rocks.
This week was a tough week in Tiga K. It's our hope that we can now move forward together and continue to be the strong, welcoming community we've always known.
Yes.
Or always been known for.
Right.
Regardless of our different viewpoints, our people are truly what makes this city such a wonderful place.
Really? The people that want to shove this rock up your ass?
Yes.
That are putting a monument up to their fucking cops? On a rock?
One of the local residents here, I'm reading their comment.
Bye.
Not so fast. From other sources, I'm hearing that Tiga K leadership has agreed to remove the biblical scripture from the front of the memorial. This is not a win. This is spin from TC, they say. How they abbreviate Tiga K.
Yes.
TC leadership to try and get the issue to go away. Mr. Mayor, it's clear the majority of TC citizens want that memorial truly reinstated as it originally was.
Nobody gives a fuck, to be honest. Nobody gives a fuck, idiot. You think anybody gives a shit about that rock? I'll tell you what people want to do. They want to get through their miserable fucking job, and they want to go home, download Crab Diving, you know,
yeah,
and eat. And eat their food and talk about their bullshit. They really don't give a fuck about this dumbass rock.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you go to buy shit at Amazon.
Hey, here's an idea.
Audible.
Oh, yes. Here's an idea. They should take that rock and roll it into a lake and make the fish live with the bullshit Bible verse. How do you like that?
This post literally brought tears of joy to my eyes. Thank you all who had anything to do with this decision. May God bless you and the Tiga K Police Department and the city of Tiga K. God still answers prayers. To God be the glory.
You're talking about having a line of text from your bullshit Bible on a rock.
Yes.
Who fucking gives a shit?
Apparently, there are a lot of Christianists in Tiga K, South Carolina. I'm looking at these comments. Everybody's like either thrilled it happened because they don't realize that they're scratching off the Bible verse at the front, or the ones that know that they're scratching off the Bible verse are losing their minds over it.
We need a video compilation of every time when the ACLU sues, and then people have to remove these slabs of bullshit from public places. Right. I would like a video showing these slabs getting removed.
So now it's going to take.
It's ridiculous.
So now it's going to take. I saw one comment somewhere from someone said, "Hey, where's that guy who runs over the Ten Commandments in Arkansas all the time when you need him?"
I mean, these things are so heavy. A slab. Anything described as a slab is heavy.
Sure.
A concrete slab with the bullshit Ten Commandments on it. Why? Why is that? Why? How did someone find a rock? Somebody found a rock and they're like, you know what? We're going to put a Bible verse on that. And I'm going to gift it to my local cops and they're going to love it. That's an insane line of thinking. I know what cops love. They love shaking black people down when they pull them over. And then sometimes they get to shoot them.
So now it's going to take the local resident who probably, or one of the local residents. They said the police said they got a bunch of complaints about it.
Oh, yes.
That it'll take one of these people to call the ACLU or call the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
And they'll come in and sue the fuck out of these assholes.
These people
get them to remove it.
Yeah. These lawyers for the ACLU. I hope you guys are staying hydrated and getting enough sleep. I imagine you must be busy.
What if I've got my Satanic Temple bumper sticker on my car? Do I feel safe and get that I'll get equal treatment driving through Tiga K?
No.
Now that I know that their police force has some religionist Christianist bullshit,
fuck no.
In front of their headquarters.
You know when somebody's got like the Grateful Dead bears on their bumper sticker? The cops are like, oh, man, we got to find a way to search this person's car. You know, there's got to be a nug of weed in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Especially somewhere. If they're black or they don't even need the, you don't even need the bears. The little,
bear symbols. We don't even need the Grateful Dead merch to justify a search.
So there you go.
Yay.
More, wonderful.
Right.
Wonderfully living in the South.
Hey, man. You know, you're talking about this marijuana shit. A lot of people don't know this, but those little pins that have the oil in them, that's a felony. It's different than the flower.
Yeah, in a lot of places, yeah.
But what's weird is when you first got medical marijuana here, they wouldn't sell the flower at the dispensaries.
Yeah, just the pen.
Yeah. So if that's, if it's legal, if you have a lot, how can that be a felony?
Don't ask. It's Florida.
That
man.
Is so
what
fucked up.
Remember in Texas, you could, I think, still be charged if you have edibles. You could put an eighth of an ounce of weed into a pound of brownies.
Right.
And you're going to get charged for a pound of marijuana.
Yes. That is. That's crazy.
Right. Yay, Texas.
God.
Especially if you're black.
Fuck you.
Rick Wiles.
Oh, yes. Isn't he vacationing at the Lake of Fire?
Has a request.
Oh, okay.
For his flock.
Oh, this should be interesting. What does he want? Pray extra hard.
It's hard to reach and press that button with this dog passed out in my lap.
Yeah. Small dog.
This too big dog.
Small dog.
Here's Rick Wiles on his True News making a request of the devoted.
But somehow God will make provision for us. I don't know how he's going to do it. He's going to make provision for us. I've upped my request, Doc. I've been praying, asking God for $10 million. I'm now telling, I need $100 million. Mm. The vision he's put in my heart, I need $100 million.
The vision God has put in my heart, I need $100 million.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm confused. Rick Wiles has a vision in his heart that can be so beneficial to the world. If he's going to share it, he needs $10 million or...
$100 million now.
$100 million.
He's decided he needs more.
Because of a vision.
The vision he's put in my heart, I need $100 million.
Yes.
It is a global vision to build a platform for the body of Christ to get us through to the end until Christ comes back. It's going to take an enormous amount of money. I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know who's going to finance it. But I know that God has unlimited resources.
Amen.
And he is my source, and my faith is in him.
I don't know where he thinks $100 million is going to come from.
Because he knows in order for him to live out his life comfortably, he will need $100 million before the rapture. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
And he got all this information through a wacko vision.
Apparently the Lord has decided he wants Rick to do something specific. And Rick said, you know, well, I'll need 10 mil. And then he's like, ooh, wow, maybe now I need 100 mil.
You know,
Lord.
Right. Out of all these right wing nut jobs we play, like Coach Dave to me sounds like the most disturbed mentally, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what is this guy? Is Rick Wiles
the worst anti-Semite?
Yeah.
You'll recall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And he's not one of these prosperity preachers. Like Rick doesn't have his own plane.
But he needs $100 million
like that.
I mean, what is that then?
I don't know.
One of these prosperity gospel motherfuckers, what do they need to live on before fucking rapture? They're flying around on
now. I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Sumaka sidi dalamuku mande kishiti kolora bashata
kolora bashata. That's Ken Copeland.
Same atasa, baby.
Right.
Hey, she just saw the squirrel. She saw it. The intern made contact with the squirrel. Go get that squirrel.
There we go.
Well, don't go get the squirrel.
Don't go through the window and get the squirrel.
Yeah.
So everyone pray for Rick Wiles.
Okay.
That he gets his 100 mil.
Same atasa. Same atasa.
Because, you know, he's got some important shit to do.
He's nuts. Do you think he really believes in this bullshit?
God, Rick Wiles may be a real believer. He's kind of batshit enough.
Right. He's crazy.
Oh fuck, we only have a couple minutes left here on the show, and I have a clip.
Right.
I don't know if I have time to play the whole thing.
Yes.
David Barton.
Oh,
let's try to get a minute in of it.
Glenn Beck's buddy, right?
The faux historian.
Yes.
Who wrote a book of lies about Thomas Jefferson, basically claiming that Jefferson wasn't the real, we think, atheist that he was.
Right.
He was actually a total Jesus lover.
Hey, man.
Literally rewriting quotes in history.
Fuck
to the
you.
Point where when the Christian publisher
was
pilloried by real historians, they yanked his book from the Walmart shelves themselves.
Oh, shit.
His own publisher.
they brought, they maybe they were going to make money off the book.
Yet Glenn Beck and still a bunch of these assholes still look up to this guy. Absolutely. Like he's a fucking expert.
Hey.
Here's a little bit of him on his Wall Builders live radio show.
Yes.
The reason this is significant is when you look at the First Amendment and the five rights that are guaranteed to be protected by the First Amendment. The First Amendment doesn't give you those rights. God gives you those rights. The government's supposed to protect those rights. It's interesting that there is free speech. But in addition to free speech, there is also free exercise of religion, which often involves free speech. For me to exercise my faith means I will speak about it. I will live it out. I will activate it. I will do it. And by the way, I have the right to assembly, so I can get together with other believers and we can act out our faith and do it. So when you look, secular speech is protected by the Constitution, but religious speech has several protections in the First Amendment.
Oh,
so we'll finish this on Monday. What he's saying is, we have three times as much protection because our speech is protected more times than your evil secular speech.
So quit
bitching. My religious speech is triple super secret protected.
Right. I have so many rights to shove a cross up your fucking asshole. Enjoy it.
Maybe we'll finish that one on Monday because he's out of his fucking mind. Oh, but he's literally saying Christians have more rights than us.
Yeah.
They have three times the protections of their speech that us evil secularists do.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. God. Let's do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Check out his comedy schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. Keep the faith. We'll be back on Monday.
I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.